"Off you go, Betty," said the patrician, "and listen for information." Nobby grabbed the cup of wine from Colon and gulped it down. "Oh, I don't know," he moaned. "I've only been a woman 10 minutes, and already I hate you male bastards." "I don't know what's got into him, sir," whispered Colon as Nobby stamped out. "He ain't like this normally. I thought Clatchian women did what they were told."
"Does your wife do what she's told, Sergeant?"
"Well, yeah, obviously. A man's got to be the master in his own house, that's what I always say.
So why are you, I hear, always putting up kitchen furniture?"
"Well, obviously you got to listen to..."
"In fact, Clatchian history is full of famous examples of women who even went to war with their men," said the patrician.
"What? On the same side?"
"Prince Arkvin's wife, Tistam, used to ride into the battle with her husband and, according to legend, killed 10,000 men."
"That's a lot of men."
"Legends are prone to inflation. However, I believe there is good historical evidence that Queen Sowawandra of Sumitri had more than 30,000 people put to death during her reign. She could be quite touchy, they say."
"You should hear my wife if I don't put the plates away," said Sergeant Colon gloomily.
"Now we are integrated with the local population, Sergeant," said the patrician. "We must find out what is happening. Although an invasion is clearly planned, I feel sure Prince Cadram will have reserved some forces in case of land attack. It would be nice to know where they are, because that's where he will be."
"Right. You think you can handle this?"
"Yes, sir.
I know Clatchian, sir. Don't you worry about that.
Here's some money. Buy drinks for people. Mingle."
"Right.
Not too many drinks, but as much mingling as you are capable of."
"I'm a good mingler, sir."
"Off you go, then."
"Sir?"
"Yes?"
"I'm a bit worried about Betty, sir. Going off like that. Anything might happen to her.
But he spoke with some hesitation. There wasn't much you could imagine happening to Corporal Nobbs. "I'm sure we shall hear about it if there are any problems," said the patrician.
"You're right there, sir."
Colon sidled over to a group of men who were sitting in a rough circle on the floor, talking quietly amongst themselves and eating from a large dish. He sat down. The men on either side of him obediently shuffled along. "Now then, how did you..."
"All right."
Anyone knew how Clatchians talked.
"Greetings, fellow brothers of the dessert," he said. "I don't know about you, but I could just do with a plate of sheep's eyeballs, eh? I bet you boys can't wait to be back on your camels, I know I can't. I spit upon the defiling dogs of Ankh Morpork. Anyone had any backsheesh lately? You can call me Al."
"Excuse me, are you the lady who is with the clowns?"
Corporal Nobbs, who had been trudging along gloomily, looked up. He was being addressed by a pleasant-faced young woman. A woman actually talking to him by choice was a novelty. Smiling while doing so was unheard of.
Right, yeah, that's me," he swallowed. "Betty."
"My name is Barna. Would you like to come and talk with us?"
Nobby looked past her. There were a number of women of varying ages sitting around a large well. One of them waved at him shyly. He blinked. This was uncharted territory. He looked down at his clothes, which were already the worse for wear. His clothes always looked the worse for wear 5 minutes after he'd put them on.
"Oh, don't worry," said the girl. "We know how it is, but you look so alone, and perhaps you can help us."
They were among the group now. There were women of every legitimate shape and size, and so far none of them had said yuck, an experience hitherto unchronicled in Nobby's personal history. In a detached, light-headed way, Corporal Nobbs felt that he was entering paradise, and it was only an unfortunate detail that he'd come in via the wrong door.
"We are trying to comfort Netal," said the girl. "Her betrothed won't marry her tomorrow."
"The swine," said Nobby.
One of the girls, eyes red with crying, looked up sharply.
"He wanted to," she sobbed, "but he's been taken off to fight in Gebra, all over some island no one's heard of, and all my family are here."
"Who took him off?" said Nobby.
"He took himself off,"
snapped an older woman. Clothing differences aside, there was something hauntingly familiar about her, and Nobby realized that if you cut her in half, the words "mother-in-law" would be all the way through.